Chapter 5. When the Philistines captured the Ark of the True God, they brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. The Philistines took the Ark of the True God and brought it into the house of Dagon and set it beside Dagon. When the Ashdodites got up early the next day, there was Dagon, fallen face down on the ground before the Ark of Jehovah. So they took Dagon and returned him to his place. When they got up early in the morning on the following day, there was Dagon, fallen face down on the ground before the Ark of Jehovah. The head of Dagon and the palms of both his hands were cut off and were lying on the threshold. Only the fish part had been left intact. That is why to this day the priests of Dagon and all those who enter the house of Dagon do not walk on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod. The hand of Jehovah was heavy against the Ashdodites, and he devastated them by striking Ashdod and its territories with piles. When the men of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said,
"Do not let the Ark of the God of Israel remain with us, for his hand has dealt harshly with us and our god Dagon."
So they sent for and gathered all the lords of the Philistines and asked them,
"What should we do with the Ark of the God of Israel?"
They replied,
"Let the Ark of the God of Israel be moved to Gath."
So they moved the Ark of the God of Israel there. After they moved it there, the hand of Jehovah came against the city, bringing great panic. He struck the men of the city from small to great, and piles broke out on them. So they sent the Ark of the True God to Ekron. But as soon as the Ark of the True God came to Ekron, the Ekronites began to cry out,
"They have brought the Ark of the God of Israel to us, to put us and our people to death."
Then they sent for and gathered all the lords of the Philistines and said,
"Send the Ark of the God of Israel away. Let it return to its place, so that we and our people may not be put to death."
For the terror of death had spread through the whole city. The hand of the True God had been very heavy there, and the men who did not die had been struck with piles, and the city's cry for help ascended to the heavens.